Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here today, even though I had to start a few time zones away to get here. I returned last night from a trip to Germany as part of our community's Sister City Exchange, and while I had a great time meeting with my fellow Burgermeisters, there is nothing like traveling to make you want to be back home right here in Quincy.
Yeah.
It is my pleasure to be here this morning. As we all know, the state of Illinois is in a fiscal mess, and we are all dealing with the consequences. Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike tend to agree that we have real issues to face, and the lack of balance and single-party rule in Springfield has not served us well over the past decade. Illinoisans are ready to roll with the changes, and we are looking toward the 2014 gubernatorial race as the best hope to restore some balance and fiscal sanity to our state before it's too late. The primary has been tough on a lot of us. Many of us know the different candidates well, and we like all of them. But liking someone isn't always enough to see that the job gets done, and it's time for us to start really, really looking at which candidate can win the primary and win the general election. For me today, because of the reason we are all here, I think the decision of who to support in the gubernatorial race just got a lot easier. Senator Dillard has served in many roles in government, in the executive branch as chief of staff to Governor Jim Edgar, in the judicial branch as judge in the Court of Claims, and in the legislative branch as a senator. I sure get the sense that he has some exciting news to share about someone we all know and love, who herself has served in the judicial and legislative branches and has executive experience as well. Together, they have been tested by the challenges Illinois faces, and they are prepared to lead us through common sense solutions that will make Illinois work again. It is my pleasure to welcome him back to Quincy and to the podium this morning. Please join me in welcoming Senator Kirk Dillard.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome home. It is great to be here on this beautiful, beautiful day. Obviously, I think we're going to find out today that better and more beautiful days are ahead for the great state of Illinois. Hi. It is great to be with you today. When I announced my candidacy for governor a little more than a month ago, I said that I was going to be working for all of the people of Illinois. And while I am a suburban lawmaker with very strong downstate roots, educated right up the road in Macomb at Western Illinois University, and married in a small farming community of 400 in central Illinois, I've lived and worked in all parts of Illinois throughout my life. And today, my announcement as Jill Tracy as my choice for Lieutenant Governor is a down payment to the people of Illinois that this state will work again. As a lawmaker from DuPage County, I understand the economic vitality of this great state comes not just from Chicago, but from the small towns and larger downstate towns and the cornfields and the coal mines throughout the land of Lincoln. Without question, should something happen to me, Representative Tracy can guide this state and guide it well from the governor's chair. She has the legislative experience and the business experience to know how things operate and work in Springfield. But more importantly, Jill understands how things ought to work in Springfield. Representative Tracy has always thrived on getting things done for the people of Western Illinois. She thrives on getting things done, and she's respected, wholeheartedly respected in the Senate and the House by Republicans and by Democrats. Representative Tracy and I want to provide the leadership for a state that is sorely lacking in it. The results have been devastating. A pension system that is basically bringing our state to the verge of bankruptcy, a 67% income tax increase, and billions of dollars of unpaid debts. We continue to rate 48th in America in job creation, although we ought to be the capital of the Midwest. We have the highest unemployment rate in the Midwest, second highest in America. And we have a governor who apparently is unable to solve these problems. We're overtaxed, we're overregulated, and our government underperforms. But Representative Tracy and Kirk Dillard are here to say that we can get Illinois working again. Better days are ahead for our great state if you elect a Dillard and Tracy ticket. Now, as the mayor said, I was Governor Edgar's chief of staff, and he has endorsed my candidacy, and he knew something about tough economic times. We balanced the budget, and we left a surplus of $1.8 billion in the Treasury. Can you imagine that? A surplus. And our credit rating actually went up for the first time in the state's history. Our unemployment rate was well below the national average. We paid our bills to our local hospitals and nursing homes in 17 days, and we did it all without an income tax increase. This campaign is about helping the businesses of Illinois grow and our families succeed. It's about employment so our families can put food on their table and provide for their children. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and putting Illinois families first is what I'm all about. It's about reining in a budget so that we can climb out of our state's financial hole. These are the things that they want the leaders in Springfield to address, to get the job done. And that is the vision that I know Jill Tracy has. That is why I really looked no further than Quincy, Illinois for my running mate. And I thank you for being out here. And I now turn it over to the next Lieutenant Governor of Illinois, my friend, my partner in government in making our state work again, Representative Jill Tracy.
Thank you all. I'm just overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from my family and all of you friends today. Words cannot express my depth of appreciation for all the support that you have shown me since my public service began as your state representative in 2006. I have never been more humbled, gratified, nor dedicated to my work career as I have been as your state representative. The people of West Central Illinois have inspired me with their work ethic, their patriotism, their faith, and their values. I love my job and the work I do. However, I also love this state, and the only way we can change the path Illinois is going is to elect a new governor. Woo! And that new governor must have the vision and the leadership to restore Illinois to its former stature in commerce, economy, and education. I admire anyone who wants to take on the task of restoring Illinois. It's a daunting task, but Senator Dillard is the one candidate who really gets it, and he can strongly lead this state. Throughout the summer, Senator Dillard was looking for the right mix of talent and skills to fill his team. Today, I gratefully thank Senator Dillard for his confidence in me, and I proudly accept his offer to become his lieutenant governor. I'm thrilled to begin this journey in Quincy, the town I love so much, and the people who have been so good to my husband, Jim, and I. I was born and raised in Southern Illinois, went to college and law school at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, and that's where I met Jim. Jim's mother and father started a wonderful company, Dot Foods Inc. in Mount Sterling, so it was a good fit that we came to Western Illinois to start our new life together. Jim and I have four adult children, Rob, Ben, Mark, and Kelsey. Two of them are here, it's Ben and Kelsey. Whether through my legal positions as the Attorney General's office, my legislative years at the state capitol, or my experience of 33 years as a wife and a parent raising four beautiful children, I've learned that the people of Illinois are hardworking, honest, and fair. All they ask of their leaders is to provide a healthy business climate so they can work and the freedom so they can pursue their dreams. Senator Dillard, I appreciate the fact that the economic policies you advocate are the ones that I advocate, and that's to help the people of Illinois. Ooh. I'd like to say to the people of Illinois, if the paycheck you got at the end of August is already spent and it wasn't enough to cover all your bills, we hear you. If you're worried you'll be laid off, or if you are already laid off, we hear you. If you are fed up with the fiscal mess and broken promises in Springfield, we hear you. We not only hear you, we are your advocates. Yes, we have been advocating you, but the one party total Democrat control has stifled our voices. We've been locked out of the rooms where decisions are made, and all too often where no decisions are made. We are asking you today to get behind this campaign so we can turn this state around. You and I know that a combination of bad policies and inaction by our government leaders has led to this mess. This is a great state, but your leaders have failed you. They are drowning the state in debt and asking you to pay more instead of balancing the budget and reining in spending. They are rolling back the welcome mat for new businesses to come in while choking businesses with higher taxes and fees. This campaign is about getting the state back on track. When we win, you can be assured that under a Dillard Tracy administration, businesses will know we are their advocate to grow and expand. Very simply, we need businesses to come to Illinois, to stay in Illinois, to expand in Illinois, and then provide jobs for the people of Illinois. We will put policies in place to make our state agencies work properly and efficiently, and we will work to strengthen the family, not tear it down. Illinois families, you will have a friend in the Dillard Tracy administration. I want to thank Senator Dillard again for the privilege of being chosen as Lieutenant Governor candidate for this great ticket to put the state of Illinois back on track. And now, I'd like to ask each one of you to join us and help the Dillard Tracy ticket to repair and restore this state and make it a greater Illinois. Together, we're going to make this state start working again. Thank you so much.